Here's Andy Udman.
And he started examining diets. He started looking at primitive cultures around the world. And in primitive cultures, what did he see? He did not see cavities. He saw beautiful teeth. He saw straight teeth. He never saw crooked teeth. He saw straight teeth. He saw teeth that were perfectly healthy. And how could this happen in primitive cultures where they weren't brushing their teeth? They didn't floss their teeth. They didn't have fluoridated water. They didn't have dentists. These people had naturally healthy teeth. Tooth decay is not caused by a fluoride deficiency. It's caused by the excess consumption of plant-based foods in our diet, and that we're not getting enough animal fat in our diet.
Well, here's another warning to you folks. You know, when Pam Colleen comes in on Thursday, she rocks the boat, and she's going after more sacred cows this morning. So, as I like to say, this is your captain speaking. Fasten your seatbelts. We are going to hit turbulence on the issue of all the assumptions you have made and I have made about what makes for healthy teeth and what doesn't. Pam just asked me a couple of questions during the news update there that I'm wrestling with. Andy, why do you wear glasses? Well, Pam, because they help me to see. But why do you need glasses, Andy? I don't know. Why do I need glasses, Pam?
Well, we're going to be talking about nutrition today, Andy, and what causes for healthy teeth. And the same nutrients that make our teeth healthy are also good for our vision as well. And when I talk about the work of Dr. Weston A. Price, who's a Canadian dentist who traveled back in the 1920s and 30s, traveled all over the world looking at healthy diets and examining the cultures where people also were very healthy, he not only saw healthy teeth, he didn't only just see physically and mentally healthy people, he also noticed healthy vision as well. These people didn't need glasses. So there's something connecting all of our overall health with regards to the foods and the nutrients that we're eating.
Let me make it simple. If we ate right, we wouldn't need glasses and we wouldn't need to go to see the dentist. Is that an exaggeration?
No, I don't think it's an exaggeration at all. I mean, all of this degeneration that we're seeing among us is very new to mankind. I mean, even cavities. Cavities are very new to mankind. Archaeologists only started noticing cavities in teeth and osteoporosis at the advent or the invention of agriculture.
I've gone to a dentist for how many years? 50 years. Mm-hmm. Never mentioned the word nutrition.
Mm,
except maybe in a circuitous way, asking, did your kids have a lot of candy at Halloween? I mean, that's about the closest he would come to talking about anything.
It's tragic. I mean, the work that I teach is the work of Dr. Weston A. Price, and he was a Canadian dentist who wrote the seminal book on nutrition. It's called Nutrition and Physical Degeneration. And, what he observed in these primitive cultures was perfect health. I mean, after 2.6 million years of evolution, how could Mother Nature have messed up so badly as what we're seeing today?
You're saying there are dentists out there who do know how to spell the word nutrition.
There are lots of dentists out there today who are familiar with the work of Dr. Weston A. Price. Whether or not they actually apply it in their practice, that's a whole other question.
Okay, Pam, here's the challenge. Introduce me to a dentist who believes that nutrition is probably at the top of your list in terms of good dental health.
Well, this morning we're going to be talking to Dr. Bob Clinton. He's a dentist, a general dentist, and he has a patient-centered practice, actually right here in Ontario, just outside of Kingston in Sydenham. And Dr. Clinton is also a Weston A. Price chapter leader, so he's actually applying the work of Dr. Weston A. Price in his practice among his patients who are interested.
Dr. Bob Clinton, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
No jokes about getting confused with Bill Clinton. How many times?
I do, actually.
I'm sure you get that every day, do you?
Sure.
Okay. Well, we used to have a Dr. Bob, so let me call you Dr. Bob. Does that work for you?
That's what I'm called.
How unique, how out there are you in the Canadian world of dentistry when it comes to your beliefs about what makes for good dental health?
I think when I was first introduced to the work of Weston Price through a board member, a good 15 years ago, that it was, I was out there. There was a lot of challenges to the current thinking of how dentistry and how cavities worked.
Let's be really specific, really quick, so that we don't get lost in details.
Okay.
The average person who's driving along in their car right now, what can you tell them is their biggest misperception about what is the key to good dental health?
Nutrition.
Nutrition.
Yes.
What you put in your mouth.
Absolutely.
And it's not fluoride.
No, it's we're talking about the food they put in their mouth. Weston Price showed very, very clearly in his research that processed foods had dramatic changes to the not only to the cavities and the teeth, but also to the how the whole body, how the whole body structure and facial structure developed.
What percentage of your fellow dentists in here in London and across Canada would agree with you?
I think it's growing. In speculation, I would say that you know, maybe 15 to 20% of dentists or more. It would be speculation, but I think it's definitely growing. In the awareness is growing.
Now, Dr. Clinton, what exactly about the work of Dr. Price actually narrows it down to which foods actually support good dental health?
You're getting into specifics here. Certainly, we want to nourish our bodies with proper fats, with proper minerals, so that it gives the proper building blocks to what is needed to build healthy teeth and bones.
And here people thought you were going to say, don't eat Halloween candy. That'll do it.
Well, there's, again, without getting into too many specifics, there's a recent journal article that talks about the systemic theory of dental caries, dental cavities, and it showed very clearly that that their theory was that sugar, sucrose, shut down the ability of the teeth to clean themselves, and there was an increase in cavities in those populations.
Okay, Dr. Bob, would you be so kind as to introduce our other guest this morning who wrote a book that has deeply inspired you?
Yes, I met Rami at a Westlake Price conference back in 2010. Is that right, Rami?
I don't know if Rami's on the line yet, but oh. Rami, yes. And actually, Rami sent me his book back in 2007 when it first came out, so I have it in my hands here. And
he's
it's
on
a
the line now.
Yeah, it's
Pam,
a signed copy. Yeah.
He's on the line now. Rami, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good.
We're trying to get a real snappy introduction for you here from Dr. Bob. Go ahead, Bob.
Rami's written a book that's extremely controversial, To Cure Tooth Decay, and he's attacked every aspect of the dental profession in his book. And he's brought a lot of Weston Price nutrition principles into it. And I think that it's a wonderful resource for people who are looking to gain back their health.
Rami, Cure. Let's just talk about the title of your book, Cure Tooth Decay. Was that a typo, Cure Tooth Decay, or did you actually mean to say Cure Tooth Decay?
It's not a typo. We've been talking about dentist Weston Price, and he was able in the 30s to cure approximately 90 to 95% of his patients' tooth cavities naturally by changing their diet.
Wait a minute. You're using the word cure advisedly. You can cure dental cavities?
As in it'll never happen again, and small cavities, the teeth can remineralize and harden.
Now, Rami, I think we need to take a step back here and talk about your history and why you got involved in this field.
When my daughter was 1.5, there's little white spots developing on her teeth, and I didn't know anything about tooth cavities, and I kept an eye on it, and the white spots turned to brown spots, and then in the worst point, one of her teeth just crumbled to pieces. And they call it nursing bottle cavities or baby bottle cavities, but she never had a bottle. So I was really intrigued on why did she have tooth cavities, even though we were feeding her a natural organic diet.
Let me just jump in, Rami, and ask Dr. Bob. Dr. Bob, the typical dentist in Canada, how would they respond to Rami's daughter with that kind of problem?
You're asking a question that's pure speculation again, but certainly they wouldn't look at nutrition as a cause of that. It would look at too much sugar. It would be the acid theory of decay, acid and bacteria in the mouth that cause the teeth to break down.
Rami, we have to take a short break, but before we do, I just want to run down this incredible list of what you are suggesting you mean by curing tooth decay. You are suggesting that if you eat the right foods, you can, number one, remineralize your teeth. You can eliminate tooth pain or sensitivity. You can avoid root canals, stop cavities, sometimes instantaneously. You can regrow secondary dentin. You can form new tooth enamel, avoid or minimize gum loss, heal and repair tooth infections. Only use dental treatments when medically necessary. Save your mouth and your pocketbook from thousands of dollars of unneeded dental procedures and increase your overall health and vitality. Well, we weren't able to book God for the interview today, but we got the next best thing according to this list. This is incredible. We'll be back with Rami Nagel and Dr. Bob in just a moment. Right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK. Okay, what if I told you, folks, that you could have perfect teeth without brushing and without flossing? You would absolutely be convinced I've lost my mind. Pam Colleen, in the history of mankind, have there ever been people who had virtually perfect teeth and they did not brush and they did not floss?
All sorts of primitive cultures all around the world. I mean, if you go into a natural history museum and look at some of the skulls from that have been dug up by archaeologists, these skulls, of course, if you look at them very closely, you'll notice that these people had very, very healthy teeth. And it was around the time of the invention of agriculture when we started displacing nutrient-dense animal foods and replacing those foods with more plant-based foods. That's when you start to see the rise of tooth decay. And, of course, tooth decay is a sign of osteoporosis as well. So they both go hand in hand. But then if we fast forward to the early 1800s with the rise of, with the invention of the steel mill and the rise of the flour industry and the fact that we started eating more cookies, crackers, biscuits, and so on. Again, these foods are displacing foods. They're displacing more nutrient-dense animal foods. That type of displacement carried on well into the early 1900s when Dr. Price started noticing this degeneration happening in our mouths. And what he noticed when he went around the world and studied primitive cultures, of course, they had access to their traditional foods. They didn't have access to the modern foods of modern civilizations.
Dr. Bob, you are a dentist near Kingston.
Yes.
How has this book, Cure Tooth Decay, affected your practice and what you tell your patients at your practice near Kingston?
I think we need to say that the book, Weston A. Price's work, which is central to Cure Tooth Decay, is fundamental research. We aren't taught that in dental school. It's very different from the food pyramid that we see. And his research really needs to be looked at, and we need to follow that. We need to educate our patients, give patients options when they come in. And
are your patients responding?
That's an interesting question. I would say that food is very, it's very close to people's hearts, and they have very specific ideas about food. What I find is when patients start to get sick or they start to have issues with their teeth or jaws or head, neck, and facial pain, then they start to look at overall health, and part of that is having a good look at the diet.
Now, you've also worked with a lot of recovering vegetarians. I'm a recovering vegetarian, and when I was in particular a vegan, of course, what I noticed among the vegans is that they had terrible, terrible teeth. Have you noticed the same thing in your practice?
Absolutely. Not so much the vegans, but the children of the vegans that we have in the practice have a very high rate of decay.
Okay, stop it right there, because I'll bet if I phone the OPP right now, they would tell me that four more people just drove off the road. Dr. Bob, can you repeat what you just said about the children of vegetarians and their state of the state of health of their teeth?
The vegetarian patients that are strict vegetarians in the practice, we find a higher rate of decay, and this is, anecdotal. It's what I see in my practice.
This is a dentist speaking, Pam.
Right. And it only stands to reason, because when you look at the work of Dr. Weston A. Price, of course, it's the fat-soluble vitamins A and D, for example, that you find in especially animals that are out in the wild or out on pasture, that it's these particular nutrients that predict our overall health, and that includes our dental health.
I want to clarify that vegetarians have to work very hard to be able to get the fats necessary to absorb the minerals that Pam was just talking about.
Do you have vegetarian clients at your dentistry, at your practice in near Kingston?
Yes.
Okay. And when you suggest to them that their vegetarian diets may be contributing to the serious issues with their children's teeth, how do they respond?
They don't like it. you know, they've chosen a path, and I respect that path. But when you see that kind of decay, you're very concerned for the children. You want to make sure that the children are getting the it all starts with our children.
Well, dental health is a reflection of your overall health.
Exactly.
We're going to, in our next half hour, we're going to have more of a chance to talk to Rami Nagel, the author of Cure Tooth Decay. But in the 2 minutes that we have left, Dr. Bob, what are you saying to people who are driving down Wellington Road, Warncliffe on the 401 in the London area this morning, shaking their head over what they're hearing about nutrition relating to the state of your teeth?
The Weston A. Price Foundation is growing by leaps and bounds. They're tired of being sick and tired. And I think that if people want more information about it, there's two excellent organizations, the Weston A. Price Foundation, www.wapfn.org, and the Price Pottinger Nutrition Foundation, both nonprofit organizations where they can find more information and look at this in more detail.
Okay. The book, Cure Tooth Decay, suggesting that with proper nutrition you can remineralize your teeth, eliminate tooth pain or sensitivity, avoid root canals, stop cavities, regrow secondary dentin, form new tooth enamel. Is there any product out there that claims to do that, Pam?
No. It's your overall diet. It's breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and making sure you're getting enough of these nutrient-dense foods in your diet. That's really what it amounts to. There's no rocket science actually involved in this, but what is the problem is the hurdles that we have to overcome with regards to misinformation around nutrition.
Dr. Bob, any dentists in London who are your friends, or your friends at least on this issue?
There are some excellent dentists, you know, Dr. Brock Rondeau's practice in London there follows a lot of the functional orthodontic principles and looks at and understands these principles.
Now, Dr. Bob, you also deal with chronic head, neck, and pain disorders and sleep disorders, and you talk, this ties into the work of Dr. Price, because as we have become more malnourished, of course, essentially a lot of our structure is not in the shape it should be. So you see there's this rise in sleep apnea.
Huge rise in sleep apnea.
And that ties into malnutrition as well, correct?
Absolutely.
Isn't that interesting? Because I hear Dr. Brock Rondeau's commercials for sleep apnea, and I keep thinking, what does that have to do with dentistry?
Well, it comes right back to Weston A. Price's principles that a lack of a proper diet creates malformation of the skull and head and makes narrow jaws. And when you have narrow jaws, you just haven't got the proper airway. The tongue will obstruct. We're even seeing sleep apnea in our children.
Okay. Just before we go, Dr. Bob, I just want to tell you that Dr. Brock Rondeau actually pays for commercials on this radio station. You just gave him a plug, so you can send him an invoice, okay? Tell him you gave the London audience 30 seconds of an endorsement, so you send him an invoice. Dr. Bob Clinton, thank you so much for being a real-life...
Oh, and by the way, he has a website. It's clintondentistry.com.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Got to say that.
Thanks, Dr. Great. Bob.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Rami, you ready to rock in this next half hour?
Absolutely.
Okay. I watched your video this morning for over an hour. I am so impressed with what you're doing. You don't jump up and down like I do when I get excited about a message, but believe me, you have an incredible message in your book, Cure Tooth Decay. And I keep coming back to that word cure. Incredible. When I see that title, I say, that must be a typo. He can't mean cure tooth decay, but you do. We'll be back to hear more from author Rami Nagel in just a moment, right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK. Hang on. If you're sitting in a dental chair right now and your dentist has just walked over to switch the radio station dial, you slap his hand, okay? I have to laugh at the way Pam Colleen gets my attention about an issue. When she calls me and we talk about a topic, she gets so excited. I can't tell you how excited she was about this topic this morning. She said, Andy, everything you know about tooth decay is wrong. There's a blanket statement. Andy, everything you know about tooth decay is wrong. And I think she's applying that to our audience. What do you mean, Pam Colleen, that everything we know about tooth decay is wrong?
Right. I mean, what we believe that is rotting our teeth is not correct. The theories behind it are simply wrong. For many, many people out there, they believe that we have tooth decay because we are struggling with a fluoride deficiency. And that's just the furthest thing from the truth, because, of course, fluoride isn't even an essential nutrient. There is far more going on behind tooth decay than people realize. And this is not new information, by the way. This is very, very old information. This is based on the work of a Canadian dentist by the name of Dr. Weston A. Price, who in the 1920s started noticing tooth decay. And he was treating the parents, of course, of children. And the parents that he was treating didn't have tooth decay. And all of a sudden, in one generation, he started noticing tooth decay. And this man, Dr. Price, he was a brilliant man. And he decided to do research to find out what was happening in our children that was leading to this tooth decay. And essentially, in a nutshell, Andy, after studying cultures from all around the world, he realized that it was the displacement of the nutrient-dense animal foods and the replacement of those foods with more nutrient-poor foods, these plant-based foods, that was actually causing this problem.
I'm going to go right home, watch the movie The Ten Commandments. I want to see if Moses had perfect teeth. I'm being a little facetious. You're saying that the more sophisticated we get, the more researched we get, the more highbrow we get, the more degrees we have behind all of the people who make big health decisions, the more we're missing the really simple things mm-hmm. that our ancestors understood.
That's right. What's old is new again. I mean, it's applicable here. The old-fashioned foods were the ones that kept us healthy. And unfortunately, it's these old-fashioned foods that are being demonized today. And because we've reduced our consumption of these old-fashioned foods or actually avoided them altogether, that's what's leading to chronic illness and tooth decay.
Well, when I read about this book, Cure Tooth Decay, and its claims, let me go through them again. The author of this book, Cure Tooth Decay, is on the line. I'm going to ask him about this in just a moment, Rami Nagel. With proper nutrition, you can remineralize your teeth. You can eliminate tooth pain or sensitivity, avoid root canals, stop cavities almost instantly, regrow secondary dentin, form new tooth enamel, avoid or minimize gum loss, heal and repair tooth infections. Rami, can good nutrition do any or all of that?
Absolutely. And it's been proven in medical journals, and it's been talked about even in the Journal of the American Dental Association. It's just that we kind of forgot how to do that.
We want to give you a couple of moments now, and uninterrupted, to just walk through how important nutrition is for the state of your teeth. And the most dramatic illustration that you found in your research?
Well, Pam kind of said it already. What's happened is that we have replaced the ancient animal fats with modern vegetable fats. And because of that, we've lost our ability to stop tooth decay. I'll give you the most dramatic example. A woman goes to her dentist every 3 months for her child, and her child every time has new cavities, and she finally gets fed up. So she reads my book, which is based on the work of Weston Price, changes the diet, and the dentist 3 months later takes new x-rays and says, I don't know what happened. This is impossible. Your child's teeth have remineralized. The cavities have stopped.
But this isn't done. This is very common. I hear this all the time among my students. As soon as they start eating nutrient-dense foods, whatever problems they were having with their teeth start clearing up.
Rami, what kinds of foods?
Well, it's actually very scientific. We need fat-soluble vitamins, and the U.S. and Canadian government have basic minimal intakes of these fat-soluble vitamins that most people don't even get. The best food is a cod liver oil, particularly fermented cod liver oil, because it provides fat-soluble vitamins A and D.
Mm-hmm.
The second best food or most important food to stop cavities is butter, particularly butter when cows from healthy cows that graze on grass, because it has special factors that help the body utilize the minerals calcium and phosphorus, which make teeth and bones.
Keep going. I'm making a list. Cod liver oil, preferably fermented. Butter. What else?
Raw, unpasteurized milk, which has been very hard to come by in Canada. the nutrients in grass-fed milk, the calcium and the phosphorus, are what we need to build healthy teeth and bones.
Now, we have to make a note on that, because when milk is pasteurized, it kills the enzyme phosphatase that helps our bodies absorb calcium. So when people are consuming pasteurized milk and think they're getting calcium, they're actually being fooled, because the enzyme has been killed that helps them absorb the calcium. So raw milk is a far superior choice in terms of being able to get the calcium in the first place.
Okay, Rami, number four.
Well, on the raw milk topic, to be more specific, in Canada, you could get raw milk cheese mm-hmm. from the store. That's still available.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's move to number four. After cod liver oil, butter, and raw unpasteurized milk.
Well, I think at that point, there's some really good foods you could have, but it's also more about taking, if you have those good fats, then the next step for people is to remove toxic foods from their diet. Most of us eat foods that one meal ruins our body's ability to have healthy teeth and gums.
Such as?
High fructose corn syrup.
Mm-hmm. Sugar in general, because it does disrupt the calcium and phosphorus. So we have to, it's really about keeping the calcium and phosphorus in balance. And a lot of what these foods do is disrupt the balance of calcium and phosphorus.
Rami, let me ask you how your book has been received, the book Cure Tooth Decay. I'm sure there are many, many who have just looked at the title and burst out laughing.
That has probably happened, but I've never talk to those people. I just talk to the people who they go to the dentist and they feel and know that something is wrong. They brush their teeth, they floss, and they don't know why. They keep having cavities and they hate having their teeth drilled. And all those people, many of those people come and find my book and are very happy to have some relief or some explanation on why things keep happening to them.
Now, one of the most remarkable things that Dr. Price did was he was able to regrow teeth using very specific foods. Can you talk a bit about that?
Well, Weston Price gave some examples of taking patients who had very severe cavities, and by changing their diet, having those cavities get very hard. And even with x-rays, you can see the new tooth actually filling in.
Mm.
And his program was twofold. One is to increase the fat-soluble vitamins, where he used a butter concentrate and cod liver oil. And then the other method is to increase the mineral content of the diet by using whole foods, good animal protein. He usually would do organ meats. He would do a soup or a stew, and that would just boost the mineral intake of people.
Rami, we're getting reports now of dentists all over London shutting off the radio because they make their money based on the poor state of our teeth. And you're saying we should stand up and revolt against the agenda of most dentists, which is drilling, filling, and billing.
Absolutely, we should revolt against that, because healthcare providers need to have our best interest for our health as the number one priority, not turning our mouth and our body into a center for profit at the expense of our teeth.
If your dentist really cared about you and your dental health, Rami, what would he or she tell you in your next visit?
He would tell you to, before the next visit, he would tell you to take cod liver oil, or particularly fermented cod liver oil, 1 to 2 teaspoons per day, because it's proven to reduce the rate of cavities in the New Zealand Dental or Medical Journal by about 40%.
What causes cavities?
And that's also been proven by a dentist named Ralph Steinman. That what causes cavities is just simply an imbalance in what we eat, and our body responds to that imbalance by actually sending our teeth and our glands hormonal messengers to tell our body to decay. It's a biological mineral process.
Now, in your book, Cure Tooth Decay, you have a quote from Harvard professor Ernest Houghton, who said, I don't know what year he said this, but he said, it is store food that has given us store teeth.
What does that mean, Rami? It is store food that has given us store teeth.
Store food is the food that we've been promoted to eat is the food of profit in industry. It's the food that makes certain corporations big profit. And the way they do that, and unfortunately, that food lacks nutrients.
Let me give another version of that same quote. This is Andy's quote. Maybe it'll appear in your next book. It is store food that has given us sore teeth.
Absolutely.
Does that apply?
Absolutely, it applies.
What you're saying is a food that we choose in the grocery store. Pam likes to put it this way: if it's not against the wall, don't buy it. If it's not against that outer wall, if it's a part of that all in the aisles, inside from the walls, it's processed food, don't buy it. And your quote is in this book, it is store food that has given us store teeth.
Exactly. Because the modern foods, not only do they not have enough minerals, they have toxic, poisonous ingredients that they have to bribe and manipulate our governments to promote.
Rami, I often ask the guests that Pam Colleen brings onto the show who so turn upside down a lot of the beliefs that we have about the state of our health and what causes the problems. Is anybody listening to your message?
Absolutely. Mothers with children in particular, holistic dentists.
But why can't we get the USDA to listen? Why can't we get the people drafting up our food guide?
Why haven't you been invited to the dental school at the University of Western Ontario?
Well, I do have a friend who is a top dentist, and they just, it's so contrary to what the dentists have been doing. They've been drilling out people's teeth. They've been completely invested in this theory that these little germs are the cause of our problem. And to admit that is just too hard for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they don't want people to be healthy. Dentists don't want people to be healthy, and the people maybe don't want to be healthy. They like the simple approach of letting the dentist fix all of their problems.
Maybe your dentist doesn't want you to be healthy. I'm thinking of my beloved Dr. Ken Muxlow in Lambeth, to whom I've been going for like 40 years. I think he likes me. I think he wants me to have good teeth. But you're saying maybe he's missed the message. Rami, we have to take a short break. We'll be back to wrap it up. This incredible, incredible book, Cure Tooth Decay. We'll be back in just a moment right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBJ.
Well, I do have a friend who is a top dentist, and they just, it's so contrary to what the dentists have been doing. They've been drilling out people's teeth. They've been completely invested in this theory that these little germs are the cause of our problem. And to admit that is just too hard for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they don't want people to be healthy. Dentists don't want people to be healthy. And the people maybe don't want to be healthy. They like the simple approach of letting the dentist fix all of their problems.
Rami Nagel, author of the book Cure Tooth Decay. After what you just said, I want to tell you, jaws are dropping all over London. I mean, maybe your dentist doesn't want you to be healthy. Do you think it's a problem with their motivation, or do you think it's just they haven't read your book?
Sure, I could say I think it's both. But I can tell you the very clear example of why dentists and dentistry doesn't want us to be healthy. They've been putting one of the most poisonous toxic substances on the planet, mercury, in our mouths for the last 100 years, causing untold amounts of disease and illness.
Well, here's the other reason. They make their money drilling, billing, and filling. And now you're saying on the shelf in the office, the waiting room in the dental offices, they should be selling cod liver oil.
Absolutely. And they should be making their money teaching people how to prevent cavities and repairing old fillings and repairing the bone structure of people so people are healthier.
They should have a store in the front of their dental office selling cod liver oil, butter, raw unpasteurized milk, and a big sign saying, get the toxic foods out of your life, especially high fructose. Is that what dentists should be doing, Rami Nagel?
Yes, absolutely. Dentists should be concerned about what makes our teeth healthy and less concerned about making money.
Yeah, more and more people should be demanding to learn this information. It would reduce healthcare costs dramatically. We're spending billions of dollars in this province to duct tape problems. And duct taping the problems is actually a big part of the problem, because we're not looking to the root cause of what is causing not just tooth decay, but chronic disease and mental disorders.
Wow.
And Dr. Price also saw, when he was looking at these healthy cultures, that he didn't just see healthy teeth. He saw healthy people. He didn't see cancer. He didn't see heart disease. He didn't see diabetes. He didn't see mental illness.
And people were happy.
Yes.
Rami, it comes down to a simple statement that Pam says over and over again. To me, it summarizes it. In spite of all our medical schools, in spite of all our drug companies, we are sicker. we are fatter and we are more depressed than ever. Why do you think that is? I've stumped them, Pam.
Yeah, it's a loaded question. You know what I say? You know what I say, Rami? I say before World War II, we didn't have fat phobia, we didn't have cholesterol phobia, we didn't have meat phobia, liver phobia, butter phobia, egg phobia. We didn't have any of those food phobias, and we were much healthier then, both physically and mentally, than we are today.
I definitely agree that the medical system has become so entrenched. We're taught what causes cavities in school. The dentists are taught in school. We've invested our belief in a power system that's designed, a medical system that's designed to make money, not designed to make people healthier. But the reason why you stumped me, because it's not always about the system. It's also about the people's choices. People need to choose and want and desire health, and they need to believe that they can be healed. And I think many people are born into the world where they believe that they need to suffer.
Folks, we love to have people like Rami Nagel on the show because they make you think. And what we love about Pam Colleen is not only that she's smart and she's savvy and she's articulate, but she is fearless. And even if she's the only voice in the wilderness preaching a certain message, which she isn't, by the way, that doesn't scare her. The book is called Cure Tooth Decay. And I'm sorry, Rami, I should have read the next line, which to me says it all. Heal and prevent cavities with nutrition. Are there any dental schools anywhere which are embracing your book, Rami, or is this considered pure, unadulterated heresy?
I don't think it's considered heresy. It's just that there's nothing in the dental education that's about prevention, or it's very minimal. A dental education is about teaching a dentist, DDS, Doctor of Dental Surgery, how to perform excellent surgeries on teeth, whether they need them or not, to resolve the problem. That's what dentists are taught. It's just, I don't know why we do it. It's ignorance.
Well, but ignorance pays, and drilling, billing, and filling is working out pretty well for most dentists, so why should they change, Rami?
That's true, and crowns and root canals are the most profitable of all, and we've just seen an unprecedented amount of crowns and root canals being performed these days.
Okay, I am daring every dentist in London. I am daring them to go out and get your book. Where can they get it?
Well, they can buy it on Amazon.com. They can go to my website, curetoothdecay.com, and get a copy, and also sign up for free email lessons.
That's right. You have videos on your website where you talk and teach all of this material.
Yes, and nothing I say, I'm not making this up. I use dentists. I have 200 footnotes in my book. I just have reframed and organized what other have dentists have said for the last hundred of years.
Rami, we have to leave it there. It's been an incredible hour. I thank you so much for joining us, folks. Don't take it from Pam Colleen. Don't take it, for heaven's sake, from Andy Udman. And don't even take it from Rami Nagel on the radio. Read the book and check the research. What a quote, Pam. It is store food that has given us store teeth. I changed it.
That was a Harvard professor who said that.
A Harvard professor. Mm-hmm. Wow. What an hour it's been. Rami, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rami.
All the best with your book and with your efforts to change the world and get people to listen. But there is none so deaf as he or she who will not hear.
And I hope that some people from the dental and medical schools will be coming. I'm teaching the work of Dr. Weston A. Price the entire month of February, every Saturday at the Central Library.
Okay. And how can people reach you, Pam Colleen?
Through my website, which is just my name, pamcolleen.com.
Pam Colleen. Colleen is spelled K-I-L-L-E-E-N. Folks, in our next hour, after the 11 o'clock news this morning, I want to talk about